This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday going into Election Day weekend. I don't even know if that's a thing, but I just coined that term. I'm going to address the guy's question about the term racist being overused here in a few. We're going to get to Kamala Harris being drunk. Back to more of your calls. Someone wants to know what to do with their daughter after high school. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the World Famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now back to the question, in case you're just now joining us and missed it, I'll just paraphrase really quickly. The guy called in about the term racist. He said, hey man, this term used to be, it used to really matter. It used to pierce people's hearts. You didn't want to be called a racist. And today it's just been so overused and whatnot. And so what I brought up was a story about how a while ago, I haven't had one of these in ages, but they gave us a Chick-fil-A black card. And it was a card that allowed you once a day, that was the rule, once a day, you were allowed to go to any Chick-fil-A and get a whole meal free. You handed them the black card, meal free. And then there was a guy, I'm guessing he's the one who ruined it for everybody, but maybe they still had him out. I haven't had one in ages. But there was a guy who got caught going to Chick-fil-A after Chick-fil-A after Chick-fil-A. He would bounce around town so he didn't get caught getting free meals from Chick-fil-A. Now, what's the comparison there? Well, human beings, when we can get something we love for free, even if it's wrong, we tend to want to, and we will tend to abuse that until it becomes a problem. You see this all over the place with personal addiction. Oh, I had a couple vodkas last night. Whew, felt pretty good, pretty loose. Man, I even talked to some pretty girls. I think I'll have three tonight and see how it goes. And that's how that rabbit hole goes when it comes to the term racist. The communists figured out a long time ago how to use your values against you. They figured out that if they made that accusation against you, you would either be hurt and relent. Wait, I'm not a racist. Okay, go ahead. Or if they can't get that, a good second option for them is you start arguing with them about whether or not you're a racist, and then they've moved you off of the topic. If I say, hey, these criminals, we keep them in jail way too long. Open up these jails and let them out. And you say, what? That's crazy. They're going to commit more violent crime. No, put them back in. And then I say to you, oh, it sounds like something a racist would say. what comes out of your mouth next is so critical. If you take the bait, I just baited you. If you take the bait and you begin, I'm not a racist. How could you say that? My friend is black. I won. You think you won because you're shooting down my claim? You're now talking about whether or not you're a racist instead of arguing about the jails being opened or not. I have just wrong-footed you. You're now discussing what I want you discussing instead of the issue at hand. And they use that for so long, year after year after year after year after year. They abused it for so long that it's losing its meaning. And what you see now with you, and obviously they're doing it to Trump, but they do it with you too, with the Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler, Nazi Hitler stuff. It's not that they've never done that before. You know, they used to call Bush Hitler and stuff like that, but nothing to this extent. What are they doing now? It's because those racist, misogynist terms, slowly but surely, because they were abused for so long, just like that Chick-fil-A card, they slowly but surely, well, they lost their effectiveness. They were getting them into trouble instead of having a benefit. So how do you ramp it up from there? You must, as a communist, as a Democrat, you must present everything in the most apocalyptic terms in the world. Where do you go from here? Nazi Hitler! Nazi Hitler! We got to stop Hitler! Where do they go from there? I don't know. But that's why they do it. And it's been very, very effective. Most of it, though, comes down to simply this. They use your values against you. They love doing that, and they do it very well. Sam, Atlanta, go.
I think it's better than Starbucks. Hey, Jesse. I just wanted to know, do you use body wash? Because, you know, the bars of soap are kind of big for somebody with little hands. They do make little bars of soap. But
you know what? That's not very nice, Sam. Shoot, I cut him off before his serious point. Sam, if you manage to call back and get in, I'll take you. You were too insulting. No, I just thought you were done there. For your information, I have already admitted to everybody that I use body wash, and it's a huge bottle of it, too. I don't even use a little bottle because my hands are so huge, I handle the big bottle with the little squeegee on top because I don't want to have to pick up the bottle because then it slips out of your hands, then you're bending over in the shower, and then everything gets uncomfortable. I wasn't in the Navy, so I like the little squeegee things where you go... That's the sound it makes, and you squeegee it out into your hands. Speaking of parenting, Tortilla Jesse, a few weeks back, you warned parents not to send their daughters off to college. Pause for a second. Let me clarify. I said be very, very cautious. I'll finish this email, but having done this now for 6 years, I know we're just still kind of brand new, but having done this now for 6 years, we get your stories by email all the time, your stories. And I talk to people whenever we do an event. I'll talk to people and they'll tell me their stories of life, of politics, of everything. And when I talk to parents who lose their kids to the demonic religion of communism, the consistent theme I hear is this. Young women, daughters, no matter how tough you think she is, parents lose their daughters to communism when they send them to college. Young women are more susceptible than young men to social contagions because they're natural, empathetic, their motherly nature is used against them. No, I want to be nice. I want my friends to see me as nice. And soon your daughter comes home. She used to be a beautiful young lady with a bright future. She comes home 250 pounds with pink hair and the other half of her head shaved. And she's a lesbian telling you how much she hates your guts. How did that happen? You sent her to college. Young women get lost to communism in college. Young men get lost to communism when they marry one. That's another consistent theme. I cannot count how many times I have read that email or talked to somebody in person. Jesse, our son was so solid. We raised him right. He was good to go. And then he married so-and-so. Now he doesn't talk to us anymore. We can't even see our grandkids. It's honestly your testimonies. That's the reason I'm already telling my sons. They're 14 and 15. I'm already telling them, don't you dare marry a Democrat. Don't you dare date one. If you ever do, she's not welcome inside of my home. I don't ever want to meet her, period. I'm not saying that because I'm a hardcore partisan, although I am most definitely a hardcore partisan. I say that because I care very much about my sons and their happiness and my relationship with them. That is a no-go in my house. Do not ever bring a Democrat home because it destroys young men. But young ladies, they go off to college, and that's where you lose them. Anyway, you say not to send your daughters off to college, as it generally the prime place to, for liberal indoctrination. Our oldest child is a senior this year, and she's considering junior colleges or a very conservative Christian college. What is your suggestion for parents on where to direct their daughters? The workforce, community college, says you and your family have been in our prayers. Your father's service had a clear and awesome message. It's not our faith or works that save us, but only by God's grace. Thanks for all you do. She didn't say I could use her name, so I'm not. Thank you for your prayers again. Okay, so what do you do with your daughter? I will tell you the best advice I can give you and advice that I am giving my sons after this. Before I do that, let me talk to you about your dog. Our dogs go to the vet too often and they cost a fortune. A fortune. I've had those vet trips. It's, wait a minute, how much? It's $500 for this certain? Oh yeah, it's brutal. You know, people think Rough Greens costs money. Rough Greens saves you money because it makes your dog healthier. You will see physical differences in your dog. Did you know that? Did you know Fred with his anxiety problems used to have digestive problems after every single meal? I don't remember the last time he's had them. Once we started giving him Rough Greens, it has probiotics in it, vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes. You'll see a difference in your dog's coat. Your dog will come alive and stay alive because of Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement. Sprinkle it on your dog's food and you will see a difference and save money. Free Jumpstart trial bags at 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are having the best time today.
Yeah!
All right, now to answer the lady's question, hey, what do you do with your daughter? Got a daughter, senior year, considering junior colleges, very conservative Christian colleges. Okay, so two things for daughters. Like I said, that they are more susceptible to this social contagion filth out there. You see it everywhere that women are racing to the left, young men are racing to the right. If it was me and I had a baby girl, I personally would love the JUCO route as long as I keep her in the home. And I know I sound like an ancient barbarian here, but if you think that's bad, I'm actually about to make it even worse. So get ready. I would want to keep my daughter around me, as close to me as humanly possible, in my home as possible, as long as possible, until she finds a husband and goes to be with him. Protecting her. Young women have to be more protected than we act like they do. It's not that young men don't have to be protected, but women have to be protected and treasured. It's part of treasuring women. They are vulnerable to these filthy communists out there. I would send her to a JUCO. Now, you mentioned a very conservative private Christian college. That's a great option, too. I'll be honest. That's Aub and I have talked about that possibly for the boys if they insist on going to college, which I don't necessarily want them to go to. But if they want to, okay. But you have to be careful with those, too. Don't think for a second, because it says Christian college on there, you're going to be good to go. There are gigantic Christian corporations out there that sometimes govern these college bodies. Some of these Christian colleges, they'll be learning about their white privilege just like they are at Berkeley. You had better. Chris, is it the same thing for Jewish colleges? You guys have colleges, right? You people have colleges? Chris says it's worse. Okay, well, again, Chris, that's not right. Chris said every college is a Jewish college. Chris, that's not right. That's not right. That is funny, though. But okay, so again, I'm assuming every religion has to go through this. Just because it says private Christian college and you drive up and there's a Bible verse on the entryway, don't think that that means it's good to go at all. I would keep her as physically close to me in my home as humanly possible. And if all that didn't make you angry enough, I'm sure the misogynistic emails and calls will pour in. By the way, we do have a couple lines open finally. I forgot to tell you, 877-377-4373. If all that didn't make you angry enough, I'm sure you're already doing this, the lady who emailed in, so it's not necessarily for her, but are you teaching your daughter how to be a wife? Or are you teaching her just to have a career? There's nothing wrong with that woman having a career at all. But keep in mind, I'm not saying that at all. But are you teaching her how to cook, clean? Does she know how to make a home? Oh, she doesn't have to learn that. She doesn't. Okay. But a man with options, which don't you want your daughter to marry a man who has options? A man with options, he's going to demand that. He is. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to demand she knows how to be a great cook. I'm not saying that, but he's going to demand a woman who knows how to be a good wife. Are we training her like that? And vice versa. Look, I'll be honest with you. Vice versa. I do the exact same thing with my sons, just so you don't think I'm all barbarian. I tell them in no uncertain terms. I don't care if you're rich. I don't care. None of this stuff matters to me, but you will work hard. You will put in the hours. You will provide for the wife you will have one day. You will be a provider. You will be a protector. You will. These things are not optional. You will provide for your woman. You will protect her. You will provide for your children, and you will protect them. I will train you how to use weapons, and we'll do more of that. But you are going to be a hard worker, no matter what that means. I don't care if you're a billionaire or a history teacher. Actually, history teacher is really cool. I don't care what it is. You will work hard, and you will provide for your wife. You will. We have to teach our kids in this way, too, especially now that options are narrowing out there for people significantly, significantly. Jesse, we got rid of Grandma Vodka. How do we get rid of Grandpa Vodka? That's what she calls Chuck Schumer. I'm starting to rethink term limits. What say you? Well, Chuck Schumer is not going anywhere. Chuck Schumer holds gargantuan amounts of power in New York. Look, there are certain states where if you see a politician who's been in power a long time, he's somebody who is entrenched, if you will, and he's not going anywhere. To hold power as long as Chuck Schumer has held power in the Senate means he's not going anywhere. And actually, I was talking with the senator, who I'm very friendly with, a couple weeks ago, and Chuck Schumer came up. We were discussing other things they can do in the Senate, whether Trump wins, whether Trump loses. We were discussing things like that. And Chuck Schumer's name came up, and he told me to my face, he said, Jesse, I promise you, cross my heart and hope to die, Chuck Schumer will die in the Senate one day. No one's going to hurt him, meaning Chuck Schumer is going to grow old no matter how old he is, and he will die in the Senate one day. He will. Yeah, it's exactly right, Chris, like Feinstein. That's exactly right. I know that's sick. It's awful. I hate it, but that's where we are. That's very much where we are. Johnny, yeah, Jersey, go.
Hey, Jesse. I'm in quite a bit of a quandary. My daughter wants to live with me. She's now 15. Her mother can be very abusive, but her mother depends on my child support to pay her bills. If I get custody, it'll switch. She'll have to pay me support. Should I let her slide on the support and just get custody? What should I do here?
Well, obviously it's your ex-wife, right? So you're no longer married. Your daughter, once it becomes your ex-wife, your daughter's got to take priority, child support or not. If your ex-wife is abusive, you got to get your daughter out of that situation and into your home, especially at 15. 15-year-old girls are just, they're precious, and they're confused, and they're look, 15-year-old boys too. I have a 15-year-old boy myself. They're learning who they are, and that they're you need to get her inside of your home. If she's in an abusive situation, you got to get her inside of your home. All right. We will be back with more of these. Sorry, phone lines filled up again, but I'll give out the number later. 877-377-4373. Also, we have to talk really quickly. Is Doma drunk? Is Kamala Harris a drunk? And J.D. Vance said something that some people were running with on the Joe Rogan podcast about, what did he call them? Normal gays? We'll get to both those things in a very delicate manner, only the way we can, in just a moment. Before we do that, make sure you are getting for yourself preparations, acquiring preparations for whatever may come. No matter who wins the election, we're still staring at $35 trillion in debt. And by the time the next president's done, you and I both, though, know that number will be north of 40. Cannot be stopped. Do you have emergency food? What do you have? How long, go look at your pantry. How long can the people in your home eat if the lights go off and the grocery store is closed? Most people don't have near as much as they think. My Patriot Supply, that's what they do. They sell emergency food kits. Food lasts up to 25 years. What is that disaster going to be? I have no idea. And I know this is a weird thing to say. I pray to God it goes to waste. I hope you never use it. But do you really think you won't ever have to use it in the next 25 years the way we're going? 4-week food kits are $50 off right now at preparewithjesse.com. Preparewithjesse.com. Hope is not a plan. Go get some food. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, if you miss a single part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review discussing how handsome I am. And also don't forget, on top of the emails and calls tonight, we also have all kinds of voicemails.
Hi, Jesse. My name's Curtis from Littleton, Colorado. But I have a question. I want to know why you have that Mexican poncho up on the wall. It is, or Mexican hat up on the wall. This has bothered me for over a year.
That's because you weren't here from the beginning, Curtis. The sombrero that is hanging here over my right shoulder. You see, we were telling the story one time of Billy the Kid on the show, and Billy the Kid had a mentor. Most people don't know this story, and the mentor went by the nickname Sombrero Jack. That was his nickname, Sombrero Jack. And because I have the maturity of a six-year-old boy, I decided I liked that nickname, and for a while I went by Sombrero Jesse, and then I purchased a sombrero, and I wore it. And now the sombrero hangs behind me in the studio. Anyway, I think Kamala Harris likes margaritas. Now, this is one of those things I have. Sometimes rumors start. And it's not that I dismiss them. It's not that I dismiss them. I just, because I don't ever want to lead you or myself astray, I don't dive right in the second something pops up on the internet. I have been seeing for a couple months now, I would say a couple months now, people accusing Kamala Harris of having a drinking problem because of various ways she conducts herself, not just how she speaks, but kind of her mannerisms. And it's not that I ever thought those rumors were ridiculous or anything like that. I just didn't. It's not like Nancy Pelosi, where it's pretty well known that Grandma Vodka has a serious, serious drinking issue. She drinks a lot. It comes out of it. People have flown on flights with her pounding booze. Nancy Pelosi drinks a lot. A lot. She does. That's why she got the nickname Grandma Vodka. So I'm not dismissive of that. I just wasn't sure whether it was worth even joking about, because you never know whether it's valid or not. But yes, I've heard interview after interview where I thought, oh, you know, maybe, just maybe. Now, before I play what I'm about to play for you, which it's not that it's convinced me, but I'll tell you what, I'm listening now. Before I play this, you should know. I told you I was at the Trump Tucker thing last night. And remember at the beginning of the show, I told you Trump looked wiped, which is understandable, at the back end of a presidential campaign. And he was at the back end of another 10, 11 hour day, flying all over, speeches, rallies. He's freaking 70 years old, 70 some years old. He looked tired. He's fine, don't get me wrong, but you could tell he was beat. Campaigns, congressional campaigns, whatever campaign you run, it'll grind you down. It's not just the bouncing all over. When you're on all the time, if you ever talk to a school teacher, I know we have a lot of school teachers, the non-commie types who listen, being on, all the people looking at you, you're on, it's more exhausting than people think. And when you're not in that profession, especially when you have a physical job, like right now, maybe you're listening to the sound of my voice on a construction site and you're pounding nails all day and shoveling all day, you really don't want to hear how exhausting it is to be a politician. And believe me, I get you. I know how it sounds. I get it. I know how it sounds. But when you are on all the time, you get run down. It drains you. Well, multiply that times a million. That's what it's like running for president. Draining, always on, everything. It's exhausting. Now, it's exhausting for somebody like Trump, who's used to it. He's used to the public eye. He's used to the grind. He is an infamously hard worker. It's one of the things I very much appreciated about his first presidency. He would stay up till all hours of the night working. Kamala Harris is at the back end of this. She's never had to campaign this hard in her life. And whether she wins or not, I don't know. I don't think she will. I hope she won't. But everyone and their brother right now is telling Kamala Harris that she's losing. And every indication is that Kamala Harris is losing. Maybe you want to set aside poll numbers and talk about what is real? Maybe the most devastating thing I've heard for Kamala Harris's chances are this. Bob Casey, who's the Democrat running for Senate in Pennsylvania, he is on television as we speak. If you're not in Pennsylvania, you won't know this. He's on television as we speak, aligning himself with Donald Trump. The Democrat senatorial candidate in Pennsylvania is running ads talking about how he and Trump see eye to eye. That's devastating for Kamala Harris. That says there are internal numbers out there that have them worried. So picture, you're already tired. You're at the back end of a campaign, and everyone and their brother is telling you you're losing. Oh, and did I mention you are a nakedly ambitious human being who's only ever wanted to get promoted to the top job your entire life? Now you have your chance, and if you blow this chance, you will never have another chance. Chris, why don't you grow up when I use terms like that? Grow up, Chris, anyway. Could I understand if this woman is hitting the bottle? Yeah, I would. I would. I would. And I heard this today, and this is the first time I said, this woman's drinking.
Part of the thing that I'm trying to help people, not who are here, obviously, not the leaders who are here, but others understand, is if you're trying to kind of figure out what the stakes are, just imagine the Oval Office, we've all seen it on TV, and just imagine on January 20th.
You heard it, didn't you?
Okay, I'm not part of that, with the slight little slur of the words, and you heard it, didn't you?
Part of the thing that I'm trying to help people, not who are here, obviously, not the leaders who are here, but others understand, is if you're trying to kind of figure out what the stakes are, just imagine the Oval Office, we've all seen it on TV, and just imagine on January 20th.
I think Dome's a drunk. maybe a drunk's not fair. You never know. I think the woman's got a problem. Jesse, are your hands big enough to carry 10 boxes? That's not very nice.
I love you back.
Where do you stream the live show? I listen through iHeart. However, my local station keeps getting interrupted with sports. I can usually find another station, but it would be much easier if I could just watch the stream. It's on the first. The television network I'm on is the first. You can go stream it there, and you can find the first anywhere. It's online. It's on DirecTV. It's on Pluto. It's on all these different things. And remember, if your local station bounces it for something and you get mad, if you go to jessekellyshow.com, it's very easy to remember, jessekellyshow.com, big and bright, right at the top of the website, there's a button on there you click on that says find a station. Click on that, and there'll be a huge map with all the stations in the country, or at least most of them, if it's updated, are right there. You can click on any one of those things, and there's a station for you to tune into. Chris, is there a link to make it easier? So if they click on WOR in New York, is there a way they can click on that and then listen right through there? Do you know that? Oh, perfect. There is. So no matter where you are, WFLA Tampa, it doesn't. Click on one of those cities, and it'll take you right to that station's website, and you can listen through there. All right? All right, Jesse, so much appreciated your lesson about your sons on how to have a conversation. Ask questions. People love talking about themselves. Yeah, look, at teaching someone how to have a conversation, I realized after a while of saying that, I needed to get more specific about what that means. How do you teach someone to have a conversation? The best way to have a conversation is not to talk. It's to listen and then ask people probing questions about something they just said, something about themselves. And see, older folks, if you're old enough, if you're my age, you're probably rolling your eyes about that because it almost sounds like a dumb point. Yeah, I know that. Kids today don't because of the technology we have now. The iPhones and the iPads, and I'm not complaining about those things. I use all those things themselves. You can disappear in your phone and you don't go out until the lights come on in the streets on Friday night and play with your friends. You get home from school, hopefully you do your homework, maybe practice or something like that, and then zip into your computer world you go. You never learn how to talk to people, and you got to learn how to talk to people, all right? If you don't feel bold enough to talk to people, maybe you just need some chalk in your life. Maybe some natural herbal supplements will have you feeling the right way, baby, like I feel. I love talking to people for an hour or two, and then I want to go home. But still, for an hour or two, I want to talk to people. Maybe it's because my T levels are through the freaking roof. Every single day, I take a male vitality stack from Chalk. Oh, I almost forgot to mention. November is here. Special election discounts at Chalk.com. CHOQ.com, whatever you're into, male vitality stacks or female vitality stacks, or maybe you want to start out with chocolate powder. Start your day with some of that every single day. I do. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, producer Corey, and soon-to-be former producer, Jewish producer Chris. If he keeps playing Smashing Pumpkins on this frigging show, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I have to touch on this one real quick before we get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions on a Friday. J.D. Vance went on Joe Rogan's podcast, and of course, they're all trying to run with this little tidbit.
Frankly, I wouldn't be surprised if me and Trump won just the normal gay guy vote. Again, they just wanted to be left the hell alone, and now you have all this crazy stuff on top of it that they're like, well, no, we didn't want to give pharmaceutical products to 9-year olds who are transitioning their genders. We just wanted to be left the hell alone.
And of course, guys like Anderson Cooper and CNN decided to pounce on this and try to take it somewhere.
Just to know what the different, where the line is between a normal gay person and a not normal gay person.
I'm assuming,
I can guess what it is, like, you know, anything related to drag, I guess, in you know, that drag, you know, wearing as much makeup as Donald Trump wears, that would be considered not normal. It's fine for Donald Trump, but on a gay guy, that wouldn't be considered normal.
It's really not complicated, Anderson, at all. It's really not complicated at all. There are all kinds of fairly normal gay people out there. They don't want to bother you. They don't want to bother me. And then there's the guy that has to talk like the California Valley girl. And sounds similar to Lindsey Graham, really. And then he has this, he has to throw in a little lisp every now and then, and has to paint his fingernails and walk like a woman with the limp-wristed crap and basically rub the whole daggone thing in your face. Everybody knows the difference, Anderson. You most definitely know the difference, Anderson. So please don't play that game. Everybody knows the difference, all right? All right, let's get to this. Joan, Jersey, go.
Oh, Jesse, you celebrate war heroes. What about the war hero dog? Would you ever consider doing that?
You know, that's a very good question. She, in case you couldn't hear, her phone was a little garbage. It probably wasn't a Pure Talk phone. But she asked, do you ever celebrate, because we always talk about war heroes and celebrating war heroes, do you ever celebrate war hero dogs? You remember that one, I think it was a Delta Force dog, going after the ISIS leader, he got blown up. Why did he get blown up? ISIS leader had isolated himself in a cave. He had surrounded himself with hostages, women, and it was essentially suicide. They knew there was going to be some sort of a suicide vest on him or around him. And so instead of the men going in, they sent in the dog. Now, this is a complicated question. Am I ever going to do a Medal of Honor Monday type thing for a dog? No, probably not. I never want to say never. No, probably not. They're not going to have some kind of a write-up there. I value human life, obviously, much more than I value a dog's. But I don't want to in any way sound like I'm being disrespectful of these wonderful, not just military dogs, police dogs. And dogs are wonderful because dogs are loyal. They're bred to be loyal, right? The pack animals, they're bred to be loyal and obedient. And I really respect that kind of service, but not on the same level as human beings and not on the same level as that sacrifice. And I know that's going to make some people angry. And remember, I really don't give a crap if it makes you angry at all. I don't think I'll do a military tribute to them or something like that. But I'll tell you, when I see that, when it happens, like when that Delta Force dog went, it got punched me. It definitely did. Because, you know, it's not just about the dog. It's about the guy, the people. Normally it's multiple on those, but the guy who spent so much time training that dog. Like I tell you about Fred, and when I showed up today, remember I told you I was in Phoenix and I had enough time to race home and grab my keys and then race here. I could hardly get in the door because that 70-pound fluffy moron just bum rushed me the second I opened the door, and all he wanted to do was get some of my attention and affection. And I loved it. I love the idiot. We love them. They become part of the family. They become part of the family. So I'm not at all dismissive of dogs. I just don't think I'll ever, you know, do a military tribute type thing to them. Vicky, Colorado, go.
Hi, Jesse. I'm very optimistic, and I want to know what your opinion is on if when Trump wins, do you think that the Dems and Mayorkas are going to open the floodgates at the border and just let everyone in?
Yes. Ask yourself this. And we'll get back to the emails and phone calls in a minute. Ask yourself this, 877-377-4373. What would you do to stop Hitler? You know, we brought up the terrible lies they told about what Trump said last night about Liz Cheney and the guns and going to war. We brought that up. And we brought up how they have a totally different value system. And people are asking today, how can the media burn down the last of its credibility? How could you tell such brazen lies? How could they do this? How could they do that? Well, they have managed to convince themselves that Donald Trump is the end of everything for them. Therefore, anything that can be done to try to stop him, they have already either done it or will try to do it. If you can think of something terrible these people will do to stop him from taking power again, it's probably on the table in Democrat circles. And this is something we have to be ready for. Now, first, let's go out there on Tuesday and get the victory, and then we'll deal with that after. But it's a very, very legitimate concern. Yeah, I could see him flying in plane loads more of illegals just to make sure life is going to be hard. I know somebody who thinks they're going to intentionally collapse the economy in the couple months they have left as soon as, if Donald Trump gets elected. That's how evil these people are. I mean, these are the people who massacre babies by the million. You realize Kamala Harris had abortion doctors. This used to be something even Democrats, you know, safe, legal, and rare, and they'd kind of avoid it. Kamala Harris did a rally and brought up, I think it was a dozen abortion doctors to celebrate it on stage. This is why we give to groups like Preborn to fight back, I should note. This is exactly why Preborn exists, because we have to fight back against that kind of evil in tangible ways. And Preborn's the one out there giving free ultrasounds to these women who are about to abort their babies because they've been lied to by the Democrat Party. You want to give that ultrasound to that young lady? Because it's actually not free. It's just free to her. It costs $28. Preborn.com/Jesse doesn't buy an ultrasound. It buys a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We have an entire hour left. We'll pack as much in as we can. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.